This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's warplanes have pounded Gaza after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas broke down, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into Gaza's overwhelmed hospitals. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
At Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, the second largest in the Strip, a steady stream of injured children and adults were brought in on Friday.
Habibi, Allah.
On the steps outside, people weep and pray beside the bodies of those who didn't make it. Each side said the other had rejected terms to extend the truce. Medics and witnesses said the bombing was most intensive there and in Khan Yunis, areas that were supposed to be safe, where hundreds of thousands of Gazans have been sheltering from fighting further north.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. An Israeli government spokesperson said U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas violated the ceasefire by launching rocket fire and not releasing female and children hostages, as agreed under a temporary truce deal that ended Friday morning. Ilan Levy said Hamas was still holding on to hostages in violation of humanitarian law and every norm of humanity.
Having chosen to hold on to our women, Hamas will now take the mother of all thumpings.
Levy claims the Israeli army has supplied information to Gaza civilians on evacuation zones. Hamas said Israel bore responsibility for the end of the truce. The United Nations human rights chief has described the resumption of fighting in Gaza as catastrophic and pressed for all participants and countries with influence to redouble efforts to a ceasefire. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said on Friday the situation in Gaza is beyond crisis point. This is VOA News. Chad's opposition and civil society groups are asking France to immediately withdraw troops who arrived in Chad after being ordered to depart neighboring Niger by the country's military junta. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Chad opposition leader Ojei Abdelrahim Chaha says military ruler Mohamed Idriss Déby has failed to heed calls by the Central African State opposition and civil society groups to ask French troops to leave. Chaha says he believes Déby wants French troops to keep Chad's military junta in power by intimidating or cracking down on civilians who are ready to protest should Déby fail to hand power to civilian rule by November 2024 as agreed. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has used her COP28 speech to highlight the world's populations most at risk. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
At this COP, we will set a decisive step forward to protect the most vulnerable citizens worldwide. They undergo runaway climate change. They suffer loss and damage, and we will stand by their side.
Von der Leyen calls too for major changes to global finance.
We need to reform the international financial system. We need a strong green bond market, and we need more carbon pricing.
More than 170 world leaders are set to address the United Nations Climate Conference in Dubai over the next 2 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, has died. She was 93. O'Connor's nomination in 1981 by President Ronald Reagan and subsequent confirmation by the Senate ended 191 years of male exclusivity on the High Court. She retired in 2006. The court says O'Connor died on Friday of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. Lawsuits against Donald Trump brought by Capitol police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the U.S. Capitol riot can move forward, a federal appeals court ruled on Friday. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Trump's request to dismiss the lawsuits that accuse him of inciting the violent mob on January 6, 2021. But the court said its ruling was not the final word on whether presidential immunity shields the Republican from liability, saying that judges expressed no views on the ultimate merits of the claims. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.